relying on thrips to control damaging mites. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. David Haviland is a UCANR farm advisor in Kern County specializing in entomology.
The six-spotted thrips are specialized to eat mites. They're very adapted to do that. Thrive in hot conditions. Most of them are females. They lay lots of eggs. We know they can double their population every 4 days. So excellent biocontrol organism. So we developed this trapping system. Take a card called a yellow strip trap. Actually, a new name for it's a predator trap. We get them from Great Lakes IPM. You hang them in an orchard, leave them there for a week, and you count the thrips.
Haviland said they've done a lot of work with these traps, thousands of measurements.
And what we determined is, if you want to know how many mites you have, count the mites. But if you want to know how many mites there are going to be, count the thrips. When the thrips to mite ratio is zero, mites increase exponentially. To the contrary, as the thrips to mite ratio goes to infinity, meaning there's a ton of thrips per mite, the mite population decreases exponentially. This is that exact same chart, just on a log scale. And what this shows is that if you have 0.4 thrips per card for every one mite per leaf, the mite population won't change.
Haviland said the grower should not be treating for mites if there's less than 40% of the leaves infested.
If you're finding at least one thrips on a card in April and May, and you're below that treatment threshold of 40% leaves infested, you now have doubly confirmed reason not to put on a May spray.
Thanks for listening. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.